Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day, and this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And happy, happy new year, everybody. I hope that you are having the most beautiful beginning to the new year. And perhaps you are either just getting started to really set an intention. Maybe it's the same intention as last year. Maybe some of you don't do that anymore because you've just learned how to set up an awesome, incredible, amazing life where you just kind of know that every day you are attempting to bring a bit more intention, a bit more awareness to everything that you do. As for me, I love the reset. I love the natural reset that time can give us. It's just kind of like, even though we pretty much make time up, it's just this time of year where it's really great because I feel the world is kind of on this, okay, we're going to do a reset now, take a big deep breath and get really grateful for all of the things that happened last year or that you were able to accomplish or that were given to you as a lesson for you to get stronger for this year. So maybe you had a rough year last year and you can take all of those beautiful things now that have made you stronger, if you're able to look at them yet that way. And if not, perhaps next year you're going to be able to do that. But for everything that I want to get clear on, get intentional on, move forward on in this next year, I know that they are in alignment with the things that you want to be doing, meaning that they require the same exact things to get accomplished. So what am I talking about? I am saying that if you want to start a new business, if you want to achieve something, if you want to become something, if you want to start learning how to do something, expressing your soul, it is going to require some time and some energy. And as life tends to speed up, we look at these things and maybe they can turn into more of something that gives us even more anxiety or wondering how it will happen or something that we feel guilty about later on if we did write it down that we want to do it and we don't accomplishment or we don't accomplish it. So with that said, where can we get more time and energy? Where can we get more willpower done? Because I don't think it's a matter of you not doing it, right? I don't think it's a matter of you not wanting to do it or you not having enough drive to do it. I think it's a matter of you not having enough energy and time to do it. And it could be that you're not focusing enough of your thoughts on the possibilities, and maybe you're focusing those thoughts, like we talked about last week, on the things that could go wrong, right? That you do need to stay more focused and fuel the potential, focus on the possibility instead of what could go wrong. Otherwise, obviously, you are literally choosing one or the other in every single thought of your life. But what I want to talk about is how you're going to create more time and space. Now, first of all, we're not necessarily going to create it in our schedule. You're going to create it in your brain space because this is the place where we are most anxious. And I can guarantee if you are a human like myself that you may find that sometimes you're thinking so much in the future and you're so anxious that you are actually living in the future, having an anxiety attack or freaking out while you're standing still in your house, staring at your kitchen sink or staring at your iPhone. You'd realize that you just spent 30 minutes feeling paralyzed because you were so anxious living in the future. If we can become a manager of all of these little gaps, imagine what you could do with all of that extra time. So what I want you to start doing is we're just going to do the low-hanging fruit. Like, I don't even want to talk about the big stuff today. I want to talk about where you can create some mental space where you could take a little bit of action by in which that mental space creates room in your day. Do you know what I'm talking about? Say yes, for real, because we all have it. And awareness is the very first place that we need to begin with getting really real with all of you busy people out there, because I am one of them. I have both hands up who's like totally overwhelmed a lot of the time. And it's because of my thoughts. And when I can get them squared away, I realize that, hey, I have an hour there, or I have 30 minutes there, or what do I need most this morning? Do I need to just take that extra 30 minutes, stop debating back and forth if I should say no or yes to this person, say no, and take a little time to recharge for me? Boom. Free from all of that indecision, I just made some space and now I'm going to choose to use it as wisely as I can. What do I need most right now? Do I truly need to recharge, or do I need to actually go take some action, mail some stuff out, make sure that this person is getting this and clearing out that email? what is most important, because that mental space is what is taking up the most space. So really looking at where in your mind we are blocking ourselves and making it feel like there is no time for these beautiful things that we want to add to our life. So where can we close those open loops? I've been talking about this a lot lately, and it's coming up a lot for me because I'm going to be talking about this at Grant Cardone's 10X conference that I will be speaking at end of February, actually right before the Bliss Project. And I'm going to be talking about where we can come up with more energy. And it's going to be exactly what I'm saying here. Your thoughts, where are you judging people? Where are you holding grudges? Where do you have massive indecisiveness? Where are you procrastinating? So with judgment, so much energy. And it's not just the space that comes with judgment, right? And Gabby Bernstein's new book is out, Judgment Detox, you guys. It's amazing. But this is one that's been huge for Chris and I, is where even on your drive to work, to the gym, wherever you are in traffic, are you looking at people getting annoyed with them? And instead of your thoughts fueling your dream or what you can do and using that space, or using that space to just recharge, to connect to source, connect to God, whatever you believe, and get recharged for the day, get the clarity that you need, get that drive, get even more willpower by staying so focused on those divine thoughts, those powerful thoughts, those purpose-driven thoughts, and you're giving it away to the moronic driver in front of you, and you're judging the crap out of them, and you're saying, what is your problem? Oh my gosh, here it is again. And it's just the self-fulfilling prophecy of you're only going to see the moronic drivers, and they're only going to bother you, and they're only going to drain your energy. This is just one example. I know that this is very small, but I wanted to use one of the very smallest ones to show you, yeah, on that trip to the gym where you could actually be making a lot of progress, you just leaked like 20 minutes of energy that could have been used in such a powerful, profound way. So a lot of these places, you can use that time to recharge, to enjoy, put on your favorite song, belt it at the top of your lungs, get into the state that you want to be in. Because all of the things that we desire, all of the people that we want to be around are vibrating at a much higher level. So if we're in low level thoughts, because you know, all thoughts have a measurable energy field now, you understand that. So it's like when you're in judgment, that's a low level thought. Shame is the lowest level thought that you can possibly have. So if you're stuck in a guilt cycle, if you're stuck in a past story, if you're stuck in something that you just can't get out of your head, you know, a terrible feeling is just a terrible memory on repeat. So your job is to start replacing that thought with either the possibility, the forgiveness, or knowing that you're connected to something so much bigger and you're human. So what is the thing that needs the most focus for you that could open up the most space? Is it that grudge that you're holding towards someone where you're not going to get the apology that you want? So why are you still holding on to it? A lot of our open loops are not going to be closed by other people. And that is where people get stuck. And I truly believe this is one of the biggest things between happy and successful people, if you relate the two. Because to me, success is also being the happiest that you can possibly be, doing something that you love, living a purpose-driven life. So the difference between happy, successful people and people who feel stuck and who feel low energy and always feel like victims is the fact that they are stuck in a story that is up to them to close. They may not have the person who, yes, is it saying that the person who needs to apologize to them, you're going to be saying that they're right or that it was okay what happened to you? Absolutely not. But what does happen when you don't forgive the situation and get yourself off the hook, forgive yourself for holding on to that grudge and release that person, is that you end up carrying them, right? You put them on your back. You pick up these, a great analogy is every time you think the thought, you go and you pick up a sandbag and you're saying, I'm willing to carry this for the day. That's what it feels like to walk through your life, as if it's not challenging enough to walk through life, right? Every time you think the thought, go pick up another sandbag, throw it on your back, because that's exactly what you're doing energetically. You're lowering that vibration. You're lowering your thought. You're lowering your energy. So when we start to think those up-leveled thoughts, you feel it in your body. You release the sandbag. You say, okay, what could I do without this? What could you do without it? Anything. And you know that. So this is going to take some time. Sometimes, you guys, I've had something happen to me where it took me a good year. Some things have taken me 2 years to really feel like I've completely closed the loop. But if I would not have started working on it, I would have never even gotten to any of my goals or achieved anything that I wanted to, or become the person at all that I wanted to. And I surely would not have been able to see other people in the light that they deserve, or have had the beautiful connections, because I wouldn't have been able to see them as they truly are and what, you know, they're offering the world and what I could do for them as well. So choose to forgive, put that sandbag down, and the indecisiveness, wherever you can see in your life that you are going back and forth, whether it is the gym and you're like, you know what? I'm deciding that I've been fighting the gym for a year, and every single morning I am in complete pain because my decision typically goes for an hour of arguing with myself and then not going. Okay, guys, that's a sign. So maybe start with something a little bit easier. If the gym is like path of most resistance, then maybe you could start with an online workout DVD. Or do they have those? Yeah. Do they still have those? YouTube? How's that? YouTube. Or maybe you could go for a walk outside. I will tell you, when I'm having a low energy morning, I'm like, what's the quickest way that I can make myself better in the path of least resistance? I'm just being real. Like, okay, Lori, put your shoes on and go for a walk outside. And it's like, yeah, do I want to listen to a podcast, make myself feel better? Of course I do. But I'm not even there yet. I'm like, you know what? Just give me like a good song that can start to have me release some of these shit thoughts that are going on through my mind. So it's like easiest possible thing. Okay, I'm going to have a good cup of coffee. I'm going to say a few gratitudes so that I can bring in some joy. And then I'm going to go for a quick walk, see if I can start to feel better. What's the first smallest thing you can do to start feeling a little bit better and stop procrastinating? So that is a huge one. So you guys, I hope that this really helps, because in the new year, I want you to start looking at where you can close the loops, where you can be a tool for more peace, where you can be, where you can really bring in more peace, more ease, more space in your mind, where it before prior was indecisiveness, procrastination, judgment, shame, guilt, because that is so heavy. If you want more room, if you want more energy, if you want more power, it's going to start with those thoughts, with that forgiveness, with cleaning up the mental space. So we got to clean up the mental weight, right? Before we can lose any physical weight, before we can move through this world and any possible way where we feel lighter, where we have more power, where we can hear our own authentic power. Otherwise, it is covered up and it's buried by all of these open loops running in the background. It's running the battery down. So get on one positive program. And whatever that looks like, even if it's a little bit better thought than the one that you're having right now. So have the most amazing day. I would love if you guys would leave me a comment or share this particular episode, share any of the episodes for that matter that have really moved you. That's how we get this podcast out there. And thank you guys so much. This was actually on the top 10 podcast to listen to in all of iTunes for New Year, New You. So it's the best self category. So that just absolutely rocked my world. And that is because of you guys. So thank you so much, and have the most amazing day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.